Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. So here we are in 2025. Let's think about Christmas, shall we? I know we've just finished Christmas, but it's nice to see a few Christmas jumpers still. Kids, Christmas presents. Did you get any exciting Christmas presents? Oh, yes. Great. I'd love to find out some exciting Christmas presents. Tell us, what was the most exciting Christmas present? A ping pong table, full size. Oh, impressive. What did you get for Christmas?
A big Barbie dollhouse.
That's a quality present. I saw another hand. Yes. Oh, a slinky? The one that goes down the stairs. Oh, that's cool, isn't it? Excellent. Any other presents? Oh, yes. Oh, are you still holding? Is that a present? Now, what's that called?
It's called a squishy.
A squishy. Can you all see that, everyone? Just hold it up nice and high. Is that a squishy as well? Yeah, just hold them up nice and high. Oh, we had some of those on Christmas Day. Would you like to see a Christmas present that I got? Yeah? It's not clothing. So in our family with our kids, we've done a secret Santa for the last few years, and the kids decide the theme of the secret Santa. So last year, it was a colour. This year, it was you can only buy from a charity shop. Yes, so that's what we did. Now, at first, it was like, well, you just can't go online. You actually have to go to a shop. But we managed to go around and find things. And this is what my daughter, or one of the gifts that she got for me, because the budget goes a long way in a charity shop, especially leading up to Christmas, where they're saying, you can have that for half price. You don't want to do that, do you? Anyway, this is what my daughter... This shows how old it is. Some of you think, what is Top of the Pops? Do you remember this logo from Top of the Pops? Yeah? Yeah? So it's a little bit dated, but it's got some nice little games in it. And it's got a gazoo round, which we won't do this morning. Always a good game if you've got a gazoo round, hasn't it? But one of the rounds was naming songs with a certain word. I thought we could have a quick go of that. So think of songs, any kind of song, pop song, classical, worship, songs containing the word, I'll say what it is, and you can just shout them out, all right? Songs that contain the word dance. Dancing Queen. That's any more? I want to dance with somebody. Yeah, yeah. I could have danced all night.
Shall we dance? Dance now,
oh, I'm the Lord of the Dance. Very good. It just shows what we listen to, doesn't it? Here, Sue was straight in there with an ABBA. Yeah, yeah. Katie.
Dance Monkey. Yeah,
Dance Monkey. How does that go? Would we like to hear the Dance Monkey song? Oh, okay, I've never heard of that. Didn't know the Dance Monkey song. Should we try another one? Oh, I like that. Right, okay.
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Oh, how sophisticated, yeah. Any songs containing the word don't? Don't Stop Me Now. Sarah, what was that?
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing. Don't Leave Me This Way.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Oh, that was yours. Katie's got another one, another random one.
Don't, yes,
that's what I would have had.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Oh, yeah. Should we do one more? Okay. Songs containing the word man.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yes, that is a song, isn't it? Yeah. This day and age. Any others?
Raining on men.
What?
Raining on men.
It's raining men.
Yeah,
yeah, well, we'll have that one, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Man of sorrows. It's raining men to man of sorrows, yeah. Any more?
Man eater.
Oh. Well, man who can't be moved.
Jake?
What was that? I make a man out of you. Yes. Oh, yes, from Mulan. Rocket Man. We could go on, couldn't we? We could go on, but you get the idea. So that was a bit of fun on Christmas Day. Now there's a another game, which is a bit of a classic game. Recognize this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The game of Monopoly, where as you go around, when you get to the start, you receive £200 to last you the whole year. Amazing. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Back in the day, that was a lot of money. But thinking about going into the new year, we're coming round again, heading off into the new year. I'm not going to give you all £200. Sorry about that. But that's not me. How about taking Jesus with us as we go into 2025? In one sense, that's all we really need, isn't it? Taking him into our new year. The Bible says this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he is the unchanging one. He has not changed. But he asks us to change. He stays the same, but he asks us to change. So this year, our theme for the first 4 months is going to be this word of perpetual transformation, meaning that we are still being changed by Jesus. So the image there, looking up the stairs, is that there's movement and it's heading towards a direction. So what we want to look at over the next few weeks is areas that can help us to change, to be more like Jesus. He's the unchanging one. So we are the ones who have to change. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says this, "And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." I guess if I was to prod that a little bit more, I could say, are you being changed? Are you being changed for the better? Is the work of the Holy Spirit still conforming you into the likeness of Jesus? How do we measure that? How do we see if we are being transformed? If you know our vision, one of the segments of our vision, the second one, is being a reprocessing factory. They're not our words. They were words that God gave to us many, many years ago through a former leader called Bruce Blow. And it simply is that reprocessing should keep going on. A factory, the imagery is that of, it just keeps going on. It just keeps happening. So it's just using different words for the same thing, that we should be still being changed, being transformed, still being renewed by Jesus. Here's the wonderful thing about God. He invites us to come as we are. We meet many encounters with Jesus where people just came as they were. But the thing is this, we come as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We are all about transformation from the inside out. How are you doing? Are there areas still in your life that need to be transformed, that need to be renewed? Where is God, the Holy Spirit, putting his finger on? Maybe for you to say, how about this little area? Because we are loved for who we are. But the process of being a follower of Jesus means we don't stay as we are. The question for you is, are you still where you were? Are you moving on? As David said in his word, God is a loving father. And therefore, when he wants us to change, it's because he wants to get rid of certain things so that we can be free from them, so that we can become the woman or the man he intends us to be. Where do you need to change this year? Where do we need to change this year? And if I was going to predict what this year is like, I would need the help of this fellow. Because he said, and this is not a quote from the Bible, "My mum always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So if I was going to predict what 2025 is like, it's going to be like that. We don't know what we're going to get. There will be times when you will have a lot of fun. There'll be times of great joy and happiness. But there will be times of difficulty and struggle and hardship and disappointment. Because it's always a mixed bag, isn't it? Always depends where we want to look. But we have the consistency of knowing that the unchanging Jesus is with us. So, Hebrews 12 tells us, let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. As we head into this year, we want Jesus to be right in the center of our lives. We want to focus on him. We want to see him afresh. Let me encourage you to read the stories about Jesus. Read the Gospels, but also jump to Revelation as well, because we see a different kind of Jesus in the book of Revelation. We see a king. We see one who, whenever he's mentioned, people bow down before him. They lay their crowns down. What do? They are submitting to him. We need to be women and men who submit to Jesus. And we can posture ourselves, because we can't affect things that are going to happen to us this year. We don't know what's going to happen. But what we can do is have an attitude and a posture which says, whatever's going to come my way, I want to embrace it as Jesus wants me to embrace it. I want to respond as Jesus wants me to respond. I want to react in a way that is honouring to God. We can control that, but we can't control the things that come our way. I'm going to finish with this. Back in November, 17th of November, a guy called Mark Ely came to our evening gathering. And before he spoke, he prophesied and he said over the church, "Church, it's time to go again." Hope Church, he said, "it's time to go again." And I've been sort of reflecting on that, thinking, well, what does it mean? What does it mean to go again? Well, it's a little bit like that Monopoly board. Yeah, we're coming around, we're going again. And for some, it might be like, I feel like I've already got momentum. I feel like going again is just an encouragement to what I'm already doing. Fantastic. For some, it might be, I feel like I've been in the lay-by this last year. So the Holy Spirit is saying, it's time to go again. For some, it might be, feel like I'm a bit stale, I'm a bit thirsty, I'm a bit weak. But Jesus is saying, it's all right, I'm with you. It's time to go again. Wherever you are at, hear God the Holy Spirit whispering to you, saying, it's time to go again. I will be with you. So fix your eyes on me. We've got this. We can do this. I just loved hearing what was coming out prophetically this morning, that cleansing that Nate was talking about. If you are feeling like, I can't, I'm not worthy to go again, yes, you can. Not because of your righteousness, but because of Jesus' righteousness. So you can be cleansed. The past really can be the past. And what David talked about, that winnowing, getting rid of things that hold us back from the purposes of God. That's what God is saying to us. Being shaped and formed by the great potter himself. Removing of things so that we can become the individuals and the church he wants us to be. Let me pray. Let's stand, shall we, as I pray this morning. Lord, as we face a new year together, we thank you that you, Jesus, are unchanging. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, we have a confidence in you. We trust you. We can put our hand in your hand again and say, let's go again. And Lord, as we consider what it means to be transformed into your glory, we want to submit ourselves to you. We lay our crowns down before your throne, as the imagery of Revelation shows. And we say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. We say, Jesus, be Lord of this church. Have your way in this church. Take us, form us, shape us, cleanse us. We submit ourselves to you again at the beginning of this year because we trust you. We do not know what we are going to face, but we know that you are with us. And so, Lord, at the beginning of this year, we dedicate ourselves to you. We say, Lord, have your way in us and amongst us. Keep our hearts soft to you. Keep our minds and spirits awakened to what you are saying. And may we be obedient to all that you ask of us for this year ahead. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.